Good evening, guys. Well, as you know, Halloween is nearly upon us. Of course, where I am in the UK, they don't take it that seriously. It's only started to become rather big in the last few years. Now, you take the place like Canada, and even as a kid, I remember Halloween. But back then in those days, you had to make your own costume. That was the whole thing. And I always went as a pirate, because it was goddamn easy. You gotta get an eye patch, you can make one, a scarf on the head, a sword so you make it out of a stick from the forest, and a big old leather belt. So I used the one that our father used to beat us with every night. Of course, I cleaned it first. No, that never happened. It was one of those thick belts that used to hold the suitcase together, so it looked pretty damn good. That you didn't tie around your waist, no. You tied around at an angle across your chest. But a lot of people went as sort of scary things later on. But as it's been pointed out to me, modern femmes are kind of Halloween all year, aren't they? I mean, just take a look at one walking along the street. Full makeup, black eyes, red, green, pink, or whatever color hair. Tattoos on their arms and legs. Probably bright red lips with fillers in them. They've even got a handbag, a big one usually, to carry their candy in. There's no doubt about it. They look goddamn scary. Yeah, for the modern femme, it's Halloween all year. I remember in my place where I was in Canada when I was a young boy, we used to go out two or three times, get the bag full, and then take it back, and then go out again. It was a hell of a fun night, really. And of course we used to buy eggs, and we had to egg something. In Canada, at least for me, and even when I go back to Canada on Halloween, it has meaning, it has feeling. But it has no feeling in this country I'm in, other than the kids get candy. That seems to be all it's about. Anyway, guys, whatever you're doing, have a happy Halloween tomorrow. Remember, it's trick or treat.